This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This is Eddie Greer, host of this other quote-unquote K-State podcast, all things K-State sports here in Kansas, Missouri, but it's out there west in Manhattan, Kansas, 2 hours out there, all things K-State sports. You listen to this podcast for the very first time ever. Thank you so much for taking time out of your weekend to do so. This is the K-State Weekend Preview Edition. Obviously, it's Friday night. So it'll come out as normal time. We started it back up last week, even though there was nothing going on last weekend. And this weekend, officially, we're going to have at least something going on all the way to the end of the year. And obviously, last night, or I just recorded the first postcast of the fall campaign, Colin Corbin getting checkbox number one, first win as the new head coach of Kansas Women's Soccer there over Oral Roberts. Go check out that podcast that should be out by the time this comes out tonight, per usual, this Friday weekend, a preview of K-State Athletics. Well, outside of Portland State, which is Sunday, right? We'll take a look at that because there's nothing going on for probably the last time, other than bye weeks, for case between K-State football. This is the last Saturday of nothing going on. before we get into the trenches, baby, with K-State football next Saturday against Iowa State, K-State Nation. Can y'all believe it, folks? I'm excited. Finally, you know, doing that postcast early this morning. Like, finally, we can get some activity going. Finally, we made it to, even though, yes, it's still hot as we are in mid-August. But, hey, we got sports. We have action. We have activity, folks, out there in Manhattan, Kansas. And I was very happy to see the soccer team getting on the board last night. It was a huge win starting that off. So, again, nothing for the last time as far as that goes. Because you're going to have something between volleyball. Well, women's soccer will be playing on Sundays, mostly looking at their schedule throughout the summer. Volleyball is going to be playing at times on Saturdays. And then, of course, you're going to have men's and women's basketball coming up on the back end of October. They're going to be filling up those weekends as well. So this is going to be the last Saturday of nothing K-State related. I don't have anything going on this week either. It's week either, but yeah, so there's that. And then, of course, Sunday, I talked about on that back end of the postcast, Portland State comes to Manhattan on a Sunday morning matchup. That is 11 a.m., and that is going to be a Wildcat four-pack game, and that's going to actually include, it looks like down here, post-match autographs. So you're going to get, so if you're out there this weekend, I mean, particularly Sunday morning, a little bit after 1 o'clock lunchtime, yeah, you're gonna get autographs from K-State women's soccer team, obviously. So yeah, that's hopefully after another win there as well. That'll be huge, obviously. And looking at Coach Corbin's record, overall record as head coach, she's one win away from getting to 500 as an overall coach. So yeah, man, exciting stuff there a little bit. As we look ahead, I'm going to look ahead a little bit since there's nothing on Saturday. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, this K-State weekend edition here. I'm going to look ahead just a little bit, obviously, give you a couple of reminders. Next Wednesday, this upcoming Wednesday, for volleyball, Jason Mansfield volleyball team will have a purple and white scrimmage inside Morgan Family Arena. That's going to happen on game week, obviously, and there's going to be plenty of talk about Iowa State on this podcast, so I'm going to put that off because we've talked about enough about Iowa State. I just want to get to the game. I just want to get to the game at this point. So I'm going to put that off hold till next week because we've talked about plenty about them throughout the summer since it is the first game of the K-State football season. But Wednesday, that's at 5:30, Jason Mansfield's volleyball team will be holding a purple and white scrimmage. I talked about this a little bit when the news came out a couple weeks ago on this podcast. Again, that's why you be an everydayer of this podcast. Yes, this K-State podcast every single day. We don't just holding on football or men's basketball. We branch out. Women's volleyball, women's soccer, cross country will be getting in a couple weeks there as well. So we go out there, folks. We go out there for sure. But yeah, man, so there's that. And then soccer again, sticking with the theme, because hey, KC women's soccer, it is the green flag is officially waved on their season next Thursday, the 21st, South Dakota. And that's actually the first road game of the year there as well. So that's a 6 o'clock start. In South Dakota. So interesting, interesting start for head coach Colin Corbin and her squad, but nothing like getting that first win out of the way and celebrating that a little bit last night there after looked like it was going to be nobody scoring in that game. And then of course K-State turning on offensively in the second half of the game last night. But yeah, so that's next Thursday there as well. A little bit extensive preview there as K-State women's soccer is well underway. Portland State, Sunday morning at 11 in Manhattan, Kansas, Music Family Park. And then, of course, women's volleyball with their preseason scrimmage. And then more soccer as Coach Corbin's team is going to hit the road next Thursday at South Dakota. And then, of course, we've been talking about every K-State podcast has been talking about it really since the beginning of the year. And we've been honing in on it all summer long, particularly in this podcast. K-State football waves the green flag on their season. And of course, no pun intended, green, our Dublin, Ireland. How about that transition? Didn't expect that to say that this morning. Dublin, Ireland. I definitely see a lot of purple over there. A very anticipated top 25 matchup next Saturday. Kansas State Wildcats, 17th ranked in the country, taking on the 22nd ranked Iowa State Cyclones and Farmageddon 2025 edition here. Can Kansas State get off the 2-game losing streak snide and get a win? And again, that'll be huge. So looking forward to that. I know it's a little bit extensive because, hey, tomorrow's going to be the last Saturday of nothing going on before K-State Athletics turns up here full go pretty much. To the fall campaign. So that's what's going on this week. The only thing going on this weekend for K-State Athletics is women's soccer. And coming off a huge season opening win against Oral Roberts, now they'll welcome Portland State to Boozer Family Park at 11 o'clock Sunday in the MHK. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get it where a podcast found free and available daily. Where I'm just to record Kansas State content. Again, first time with this podcast. Appreciate y'all for stopping by. Hey, this is the perfect time to get on board right now. Subscribe to this podcast. We come at you every day, whether that is football, postcast, soccer, volleyball, cross country, track and field, golf, tennis, rowing. We got you squared away every single day. This is the perfect podcast for the K-State fan. Obviously, there's plenty of K-State content going around these days. More media closer to the team, obviously, but we're doing our thing here in Kansas City, Missouri, here providing you K-State content. So definitely go ahead and subscribe to this podcast. Hit that alarm bell every time we update your content. Y'all be first to know about that. Podbean app. Tonight, when I get home, fresh content will be out. Myself and Alex Aiden recorded last night, part 1 of 2, schedule rundown of K-State football. So that should be out there as well. So looking forward to doing that. And, of course, we'll talk Iowa State preview next weekend and finish up our predictions there on that. And, of course, tell a fellow K-State fan about the Purple Project Podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports.